The Dave Plyer Show.
There are many Chicago broadcasting legends. Wally Phillips, Bob Gallins, Spike Odell, Eddie Schwartz, Orion Samuelson, Kevin Matthews.
How did he get in there? Oh, well.
Come on, Uncle Jed, the party's starting. Hear that music?
Hey, this one bad jock. And then you're listening to Kevin here, baby. What are you, goofy?
I love it, man. It's a short show.
Cam, this is Darnell, producer up in the WGN booth.
Well, we know.
Stand by, yeah. Mike number 8 for you, Kev. And Mike number 3, stand by in 3, 2, 10.
Do you even know how to count, Darnell?
Hey, he's
3, 2, 1.
Play another jingle.
WGN.
Hey, Chicago, it's Kevin Matthews and me, Jim Shorts.
Hi.
And we're on WGN for 8 minutes.
Yep.
8 minutes. This segment's 8 minutes. Right. We were supposed to be on for 4 hours. Eight minutes, well. Segment one. What in the hell are we going to do in 8 minutes?
Play another jingle?
The hotline. We're going to get our asses in trouble.
WGN.
It's time for an 8 minute segment on WGN.
Radio.
WGN.
Chicago.
Here's another 8 minute segment.
Well, this is okay. Hi,
no,
everybody. I'm Kev Matthews. He's Jim Shorts. Remember us?
No, nobody remembers you.
Yeah, they
nobody
do.
Remembers me. And we don't have enough time to tell everybody who we are because we've
right.
only got now 7 minutes.
Hey, come on. 7 minutes is important.
A waste of time.
I mean, 7 minutes is a long time if you're.
Yeah, if you're having sex.
You know, you fell through the ice and you're underwater. 7 minutes is a long time. So. I'll take it. Good to be back.
No, it isn't.
I'm wondering how many people have no idea or don't have a clue to who you are, Jim Shorts, or me, Kevin Matthews, or Darnell that's up in the booth. I would say a lot.
Yeah, nobody cares, and you don't have time to look us up in Wikipedia
right.
either. So I'm going to sue. You know what?
Yeah.
I've decided right now. Because we got one more segment to do, and we've got, 3 minutes left?
And you had a
in
big
this
guest.
Segment. I'm going to sue. I was supposed to talk to Michael Jordan. I had Michael Jordan on, and then I had to call him and say, oh, WGN only, they bumped us, Mike. We got 2 8-minute segments. And
sorry.
I don't know about you, but I haven't talked to Michael in a long time, and I could fill, 16 minutes with Michael Jordan, hour, maybe an hour and a half. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to sue this radio station, and I'm going to come Monday, you're going to hear from my attorney, John St. Clair, the owner of this station. John St. Clair, I'm going to sue you, and I'm going to sue you for defecation. Defecation, John Sinclair. You're going down on Monday for wasting my time.
Jim,
what?
Play a jingle.
Radio Chicago, WGN.
Okay, defamation.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, there's a big difference.
I'm suing you, John Sinclair, Kev. Go ahead and finish out. We got 3 minutes here before we got to take a break here. On WGN.
Don't be upset. Don't be upset here. I wrote some things we can talk about here for the next 8, 9, 10 minutes, and then we've got to go.
I had Michael Jordan.
I know.
Wouldn't you like to?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? And by the way, speaking of Michael Jordan, man, there's so much I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk to Mike. Mike, question, is Scottie Pippen really the biggest jackass on the face of the earth? When I saw the Last Dance with Michael Jordan, that was spectacular.
Oh, it was great.
It reminded me, I'd forgotten what a jackass Scottie was and is today.
Yeah.
And then what a... Jerry Krause.
Yep.
We used to have Jerry on all the time. And for some reason, Jerry, You know the guys that have a stomach, and then they got a stomach under the stomach, and then a stomach under the stomach. And yeah. I say to myself, how do you go to the bathroom? I always wanted to. When I saw Jerry Krause, I was saying that to myself, and then I
wanted to ask Michael about, did you ever see Jerry go to the bathroom?
That would be a good question.
Yeah.
Yes, I would like to know. Did you ever see that happen just because of Jerry's anatomy?
Jerry going to the bathroom.
That's a good question to ask Michael Jordan.
All right. There you, you know, we used to talk about that on the radio. And for those who don't have a clue and
who we are.
Want us off the air right now, we're going to be off real soon. We used to be on The Loop.
Right.
And then after The Loop, I did some time over at ABC and then got fired from ABC. Yep, Zamira, he hated us.
Jackass.
And then we went over to CBS.
Yeah.
And then we got ran out of town. But you bring up a good point. Still got a little time. Name somebody that you've gone to the bathroom. Have you ever gone into a public bathroom?
Yeah.
And have you ever gone, who's stood next to you? Or who have you seen in a public bathroom? Jim, has that ever happened to you?
And I'll tell you, but we gotta take a break here soon. Our show's almost over. But
right.
The most famous, when we were working on The Loop, AM 1000 in the Hancock building,
yeah.
I used to go and I saw Peggy Kaczynski. Because I used to go into the ladies' bathroom over at AM 1000 because it was much cleaner.
Uh-huh.
And so I was in a stall, and then I heard Peggy. So my famous person mm-hmm. was Peggy Kaczynski in the Hancock building when we worked wow. on AM 1000. Who's the most famous yeah. a celebrity you ever saw in a bathroom, Kev?
We had golf outings.
Right.
Jim and I hosted golf outings in Chicago. We got kicked out of 10 courses in 10 years.
Yep.
We came to Chicago in 1986, and we were ran out of town in 2005. And then during that time, I would do golf outings to help kids.
Right.
And we got kicked out of 10 golf courses in 10 years. And one time we were getting ready for dinner after golf. I was in a locker room, and I saw Chet Kopic, the sportscaster Chet Kopic, and I saw Mike Ditka, Coach Mike Ditka. They were both, they had taken a shower.
Yeah.
They were getting ready for dinner, and I saw their butts. And
really?
That I'm never going to forget that. So my famous, it's two, Jim. You had Peggy Kaczynski. I had the coach.
Yeah.
And our late friend, Chet Kopic.
I miss Chet Kopic.
Oh,
we
yeah.
lost him to a car accident.
Yeah.
A lot of folks have passed away. And I wanted to say my condolences to Les Grobstein.
Oh, God, yeah.
Chet and Les, you know, now I'm thinking of Chet's butt, and he did have a big ass.
Oh, yeah, it was gigantic.
He had a, you know who, the biggest ass I ever saw was Richard Dent's ass. okay, Darnell is saying that we can answer some text messages. People are writing, and they want to ask us questions.
I don't think we have time.
We're running out of time. Mm-hmm. We've got to take a break, and we'll be back with one more eight-minute segment to answer. We don't have to. What are we doing? Taking a break.
Yeah,
break.
We're 720 WGN Radio.
WGN. Radio Chicago. WGN.
Hey, now.
Yeah, it's Kevin Matthews. I'm Jimmy Shores.
Hi.
From the WGN show studios, we've got one more eight-minute segment, and then we're out of here. We were supposed to do a four-hour show, and I'm suing John Sinclair and WGN Radio Monday for a defamation of character.
There you go. That's good. We need more lawsuits. Hey, I want to remind you, I'm speaking on Wednesday night, May 4th, out in Warrenville. Broken Mary, A Journey of Hope, my book. I'll be at St. Irene's Parish in Warrenville, 7 o'clock. This is free, open to the public, all ages, May 4th, Wednesday night, at St. Irene Parish in Warrenville.
You know, you've become a Jesus freak now.
Oh, God, come on.
Are you one of those guys that are, like, down in Arkansas that are in these little white churches yeah. that drink turpentine and they hold rattlesnakes, right. and the rattlesnakes bite, but right. they don't kill the preacher
yeah,
man?
That's what I do.
You're turning into one of them, ain't you, Kev?
Yeah, one of them.
You're turning into one of them.
Those guys are wicked.
Yep. They're idiots.
I've got a text message during the break. We got text messages, and we have got what? We're out of here in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we'll answer as many as we can. This one comes from Sandwich, Illinois. I used to bass fish out there.
Who cares?
In Sandwich. Kev, are you ever going to be inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame? Jim, I'll let you answer that.
The answer is N. Oh, no. We're never going to get in because it's turned political and we're never going to get in. Brand Meyer's in and Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer. Us? No. We're not going to get in because it's all political and nobody listens to radio anymore. Except WGN. Yeah. I take that back. But, you know, if we were on, we had a longer show, people might, you know, put us in the Radio Hall of Fame. But we've only got 6 minutes left here at WGN, and I know a lot of people are saying, well, that's 6 minutes too much.
This text message comes from Benton Harbor, Michigan. We are coming into Chicago. Can you recommend the best deep dish pizza?
Oh, God.
Jim?
Please.
You don't like deep dish?
If you're coming from out of town, you're coming into Chicago, stop with the deep dish pizzas.
Why?
To me, deep dish pizzas are so overrated. And every time I ate a deep dish pizza, I'm going to choke to death because it's like, you know, the whole stuffed big deep dish pizza's overrated. So
who's
want
got
the best pizza in Chicagoland area, we still say Lito's Pizza out in Countryside.
That is great.
You get an order of pepperoni, mushrooms, cheese, and make it a double order of cheese. Lito's Pizza, best damn pizza.
That's a good one.
In Chicagoland.
Jim, a text message coming to us from Oak Brook Hills writes,
we got kicked out of that course.
How do you think the Chicago Bears are going to do this year with a whole new coaching staff? Plus, Jim, this person's a big fan of your animation and your pigskin picks that you and Dan Vick and Larry Wirt do during football season.
I'm so glad they got rid of Nagy. They should have cleaned house, I said, 5 years ago.
He was the worst.
I think Justin Fields, mentally Nagy and his stupid coaches got mentally into his head. Okay. So I think it's going to be a wash.
For the Bears.
I'm wondering if the Bears are even going to make it to the playoffs. I really do. I hope the coaching staff, I don't think they went deep enough. They still need to fire people in the front office.
Yeah.
You can follow me and my animation pigskin picks on social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Jim Shorts. So the answer to your question right now, I don't think.
Not looking good.
I think there's a problem there. I think there's a problem.
Lake Forest, we have a problem.
Jim, you did have a great year. You predicted 12.
Last year,
you were 12-4 in picking last year's
during regular
season, and then you also picked way before the playoffs. You picked Cincinnati and the Rams,
right,
to be in the Super Bowl, and you also picked Cincinnati, and you took Cincinnati in the points,
right?
And that won people money. You nailed it.
Well, that's what I do. I own a. For those who want to know, you can come up to Beaver Island. I own a casino,
a nice one,
on a reservation, and you come up, rent a double wide trailer. We honeymoon suites.
Yeah,
we don't allow kids on the island. Okay, no kids. Keep them leashed up at home.
Okay.
But come and see us on Beaver Island. It's a new way to bet sports.
Kev, it's me, Darnell, up in the booth. We got to be out of here real soon. Watch your clock. You have a text message. Please read it.
Okay, thank you, Darnell. The text message reads, Kev, I read your article that was in the Chicago Tribune about 2 months ago, written by Rick Kogan. Thank you, Rick. That was a really nice article.
Yeah,
thank you,
Rick.
Yeah,
it was. It was nice.
How do I get in to the elevator and tell everybody what the elevator is?
Yeah, what the hell is Elevator or Go-Go?
ElevatorAgogo.com. You can read all about us and see what we do. We're a platform that... It's a new way to discover new music, and it's our platform. We take musicians and capture them live, and then it's shot all over the social media, and it's getting musicians a lot of attention. So if you want attention, you want record labels to look at you or just increase your fan base, go to ElevatorAgogo.com, and you can tell us, and we'll reach out, and you come on over to Grand Rapids, Michigan. It reminds me of Tiny Desk, if you're a fan on PBS, Tiny Desk, or Jam in the Van. It's facilities that capture live performances and then use social media to highlight these musicians. So if you're in a band, go to ElevatorAgogo.com. And Jim, I think we're out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time, Kev.
Darn it.
Hey, it's been fun. Yeah. The 16 minutes has been real. Thank you.
Flew by.
I blew off Michael Jordan. Thank you, WGN. And Kev, eat me and
bye-bye.
Leave us alone. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, bye-bye. Time to go.
And we were going to have Michael Jordan on, but we got... Sorry, Mike.
Canceled.
And we also... Kev was going to talk to Taylor Sheridan.
I know.
The guy that created Yellowstone, but we ran out of time. And also, we were going to... make fun of Billy Corgan because he hates us.
Yeah, he hates us a lot.
So, bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. We're done. Out of here. Unplug us.
All right, stay tuned. Top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next.